Dear little creatures, they crouch in my heart and haunt me with a constant sense of pain. There are men and women, too, all gnarled and bent out of shape. I have felt their hard, rough hands, and realized what an endless struggle their existence must be. No more than a series of scrimmages, thwarted attempts to do something. Their life seems an immense disparity between effort and opportunity. The sun and the air are God's free gifts to all, we say. But are they so? In yonder city's dingy alleys the sun shines not, and the air is foul. O man, how dost thou forget and obstruct thy brother man, and say, Give us this day our daily bread, when he has none? O would that men would leave the city, its splendour and its tumult and its gold, and return to wood and field and simple, honest living. Then would their children grow stately as noble trees, and their thoughts sweet and pure as wayside flowers. It is impossible not to think of all of this when I return to the country after a year of work in town. What a joy it is to feel the soft, springy earth under my feet once more, to follow grassy roads that lead to ferny brooks where I can bathe my fingers in a cataract of rippling notes, or to clamber over a stone wall into green fields that tumble and roll and climb in riotous gladness. Next to a leisurely walk, I enjoy a spin on my tandem bicycle. It is splendid to feel the wind blowing on my face and the springy motion of my iron steed. The rapid rush through the air gives me a delicious sense of strength and buoyancy, and the exercise makes my pulses dance and my heart sing.